Good morning to you. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and I'm honored to be with you today. Let's just go right into worship today in Psalm chapter 5. Psalm chapter 5, verse 7. It says this, "Because of your unfailing love, Lord, because of your unfailing love, I can enter your house. I will worship at your temple with deepest awe. Lord, but because of your unfailing love, I can enter your house and worship at your temple." It says in 1 Timothy 2, it says, "For there is only one God. For there is only one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. For he gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. This is the message God gave to the world at just the right time." That he gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. This is the one that we worship this morning, this Jesus. This is the one who we adore, who we sing out to, who we cry out to. And because of his love, we can enter the presence of God without hindrance, without fear. So I urge you, I encourage you this morning, as we sing our hearts to the Lord, as we express our love to the Lord, don't take lightly of it, because this is a moment that that those on earth, that those who are not God, we who are normal human beings, we have no right to do this. We have no right to worship a living God apart from the blood of Jesus. But because of that, we do so wholeheartedly. We do so with joy. We do so with deepest reverence. And we do so with trembling and with awe. He is worthy this morning. so highly exalted. Earth open wide now. Jesus, it is our desire, Lord, to declare before one another and declare back to you, Lord, that your kingdom, Lord, that your rule, Lord, that your reign on earth, Lord, is unmatched, God, that you are accomplishing your purposes and your will throughout the earth, that you are using us to do so. Lord, but may our response ever be of adoration and praise and longing. Oh Lord, we long to see you. Oh, we long, Lord, just to experience you in your fullness. Oh Lord, we long for greater things, Lord, and those greater things are the things of you. Lord, so today, Lord, as we go throughout our day, Lord, wherever we go, salvation to this world. Lord, make our hearts sensitive, Lord, to what you're doing. Lord, so that we can quickly join in to what you're doing, Lord, as we encounter your presence and your spirit.